the concept of bitzur, of davening as a person who's in great need in a tzara, is a very important way to begin approaching tefillah. When in need, call out to the nearest person, so to speak, for help. And that's Hashem, of course. Imagine you're on a ladder, and the ladder starts to shake as if it will topple over. What would you do? So you'd scream out to someone standing there and yell that he should grab the ladder. With the knowledge that Hashem is right here, when our ladder is shaking, just call out to Hashem, L'shi ascha kvisli Hashem, please grab the ladder for me. If we examine ourselves, we'll see that this is really a natural reaction that Hashem has embedded within us. It's natural to call out for help. And even if no one is there, we'll still mouth the words, usually out loud. Like, if we're very hungry, we'll say, I wish I had something to eat. Or, if we need a hand, we'll say, I wish someone could grab that or hold that for me. It's a natural reaction. It's no different than the instinctive defense mechanisms we have built into ourselves. On a deeper level, it has a spiritual nature. Hashem built us in a way to call out to Him. But we have to work on that. We have to train ourselves to utilize this natural reaction and direct it properly to call out to Hashem and to recognize that He's there to help us. To look at the concept of tefillah beis tzara properly, you have to think of a mashal this way. When we're driving in a car and we look at the trees on the side of the road, it appears to us as if the trees are rushing towards us. In reality, it's the opposite. We are rushing toward the trees. So when we are in a tzara, when we're faced with great difficulty, so we think we need to move towards Hashem and we need to come close to Him, but what actually is happening is the opposite. Hashem is rushing towards us. That is imaya neichi b'tzara. That's what's actually going on when we're in a situation of tzara, of difficulty. To get an idea of the power of tefillah in the time of tzara, let's consider what the Medrash says about the tefillahs of Moshe, who davened to Hashem to allow him to enter Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of Parshas Va'eschanan. The Medrash says that Moshe clothed himself in black sackcloth and he davened, and Hashem called out to the whole heavenly host, all the malachim, and told them to lock down every single gate that there was in heaven because the decree had already been sealed. Moshe was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the lashon of the Medrash is that at that point, Hashem called out to the malacha in a behala, in a panic, to quickly lock the gates, because Moshe's tefillah was so powerful, it was cutting through all the mechitzas, anything blocking it between it and Hashem, like a sword. His tefillahs shook up the whole heavens, the whole Shemayim, and it's what's referred to when we say, "Az b'koil ra'ash gadol," it was like an earthquake in Shemayim. Now that was Moshe's tefillahs, it's something we can't fathom. But the Zohar discusses three types of tefillahs. It says there are three places where we find the word tefillah associated with someone. One is tefillah l'Moshe, Isha l'Kim, which we say every Shabbos in davening. The other is tefillah l'David, we find in Tehillim. And the third is tefillah l'Ani Kiyatef, a tefillah to a poor person. So the Zohar says that tefillah of Moshe can't be duplicated by any other person. The tefillah of David can't be duplicated by any other king. But which tefillah is the greatest? The Zohar says tefillah la'ani is the greatest. The tefillah of a poor person. Why? Because the tefillah of a poor person comes from a broken heart. And it says, Karev Hashem l'nishbere lev. Hashem is close to those whose hearts are broken. When a poor person davens, all the doors of heaven are opened. That's what the Zohar says. Think of how amazing this is. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs were so powerful, they were cutting through the heavens. And Hashem sent the malachim in a panic to close the doors. But a poor person who is davening with a broken heart has a greater power of tefillah, and all doors are opened. That's the power of tefillah, mitaych tzar, tefillah that's davened in a situation of dire need.